Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It sure is. All right, this week's edition of the GRT features Vaughn Thiel, as usual.
Yeah, man, I'm in the building.
And then people out here buying BMWs. Mm. I even know what's going on. Listen, what did you do this weekend?
Wow. And the way I knew that was coming, huh? you know, it was a very long weekend. It started off with Friday. Friday was Nurses Day. Did you guys know that?
Nurses Day?
Yes. International Nurses Day.
How does that affect
you? And Mother's Day.
Mother's Day was on Sunday.
How does Nurses Day affect you?
My mother's a nurse.
Okay.
There we go.
Cool.
How do you think you got here? I thought it was a doctor. No, no, my son.
Nurse and Mother's Day. So that's a beamer.
So did you really buy your mother a BMW? Is that literally... I saw the Facebook post and I was like, are we... I mean...
Let me put it this way. I was at work at 4 a.m. in the morning today.
Okay. Yeah.
And when you're pushing those type of hours, you know, corporates tend to thank you in the nicest ways. And I didn't need a new car. I wasn't about to go buy a house either. So I thought, you know what? In order for me to kill black tax once and for all, let's just do it big.
Buy a BMW. Jeez, that's quite a way to do it. Very Producer nice. Kat, on the phone to me, you were like, you will not believe Lesego Mapanga. I saw on Facebook, he bought his mother a BMW.
Sia called me, actually, and was like, hell, have you seen?
I'm bringing the people together.
I was like, no. First, Sia called me about Boiti's house. And then he called me about Lesego's, like, buying his mama car. He's like, I just walked out of Exclusive Books with a book for my mother. And then I go into Facebook and Lesego's bought his mother a car. It feels like levels. I just can't. Yeah, I'm walking out of the book and this one just bought his mother a car.
I think everyone that saw that wanted to be Lesego's mother.
Just be first, that's all. Mother got was a WhatsApp. What must happen now?
Well, don't let your mother know that, you know, people are actually getting BMWs Mother's Day. But don't worry, it was also for Nurses Day.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was a 2-in-1, guys. Wait for Teacher's Day if your mom is a teacher.
But that is very cool. That's very, very cool. Listen, let's talk about people buying big things for a second. Boiti on Friday posted that she had bought a house with a picture as well. She said, never in my wildest, most far-fetched dreams did I ever think that God would do more for me than what I prayed for. I'm constantly left gobsmacked at how God continues to show off his love through my life. This wasn't part of the plan, but here I am, able to give myself with a house at the age of 26. I'm in complete awe. To God be the glory. I want to look up that initial tweet because it's on thousands upon thousands of retweets. Also, people have very specific takes on the fact that Boiti has bought a house. Let me have a look here if I can find it.
The house looks awesome, man.
So she's had 3,000 retweets and 5,500 likes.
Sure.
It's crazy.
But a lot of it's been really negative.
Yeah.
Some people have been throwing a lot of shade on her. But why? Why do you think so?
You know what? For me, it boils down to credibility. So I had a look. You know, obviously, I mean, everybody saw it. It was everywhere, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people's question was, especially when you're a celebrity, it's always the question of, did you buy it or was it sponsored? Is it a PR stunt or is it for real? And with a lot of guys stunting and things always coming back up to bite you, people don't believe the hype anymore.
Mm.
Right?
So a lot of people they have done reports in that. Some people estimate the house is worth $4 million. Some people have phoned the estate agent.
Twitter investigators.
But why can't people be happy for her?
You know, I don't know, man. I think it just goes back to that. This goes back to like everything on social media, bro. Like you never really... I'm sure there were people showing her love and like celebrating it. And then there were, you know, obviously those that were hating. And it's probably not even about that. It's just because sometimes people do that, you know. I think sometimes people just have shade to throw because they've just got too much of it in their pockets.
People throwing shade. Maneneza 85547.
Wow.
With an underscore somewhere in there as well, but yeah. I didn't go there. It says, what's this I'm hearing about Boiti buying UJ Soweto campus?
And then right after that there was that tweet about
I can't even for Caspian
yet.
I don't even.
They're like, she bought him a school.
A satire article. Oh yes, there's a tweet about Caspian. But did you see the other thing trending was 30% of FNB?
Yes.
There was a satire article that Caspian Yvest had bought 30% of FNB. Just, you know, but there was also a Casper Boity tweet. I'm Ramush, who says Boity bought classrooms for Casper to finish his matric at home.
It was rough, bro. When I saw that one, I was like, whoa, now it's going there.
That's rough.
Twitter is hectic.
They went too far.
Twitter's hectic, bro.
I think they went a little too far. But also, I think this boils down to perception.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you bring out, depending on how you portray yourself, it always comes back. Because, you know, if I bet you now, when Black Coffee bought his G63, no one threw shade. Everyone was like, yeah, cool, yeah, well done, good for you, etc., etc. And yet when Boity does something, it's a lot of shade. When Casper bought the Bentley, there was a bit of shade, but that was also the same week where Chad dropped the disc tape. So, I don't know. I think it does vary from celeb to celeb, right?
It's very dramatic on these Twitter streets at the moment.
Yeah.
Let's go into the psychology, though, of posting about things that you do. So when you put on Facebook that you'd bought mom a BMW, what was the psychology and what was interesting about the comments and the way people responded?
So, you know, right now, I've come to a realization that as Africans, as black people especially, we play very small. And it's something I actually got from Vusi Timbawayo. So if you follow Vusi, you'll understand what I'm coming from. We play very small, and a lot of the time, you know, we're almost dumbed down by this perception of humility or whatever it is. But the problem is, there's so much rubbish, so much negativity coming our way. Nobody's willing to share their positive moments, especially when it's a really special one that you've been working very hard for. So it's that thing, and there's a very fine line to throwing shade, right, as someone saying that I have this and you don't, and it's another thing to say that this is my appreciation I have for someone. So, for example, had I bought myself the Beam, I probably would have never posted it. You'll probably just see me on the streets if it was mine. But especially because it's my mom, you know, I was like, the whole world will know, you know. And next year when I buy that house, it's gonna be disgusting, and she's gonna be just hers alone in it. And who said you can't have a 5-bedroom house and live alone? Who said? Because, you know, we always have this, especially as Africans, we dumb ourselves down ourselves, you know? And we don't really, we never really think big, or we're never really ambitious enough or I'm looking for a specific word, but whatever. But we never really try to do the impossible, inverted commas.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of truth to, you know, a lot, people have to do a lot. We have got to do a lot of work on ourselves all the time to think we are worthy of things. That's a global narrative. Some people think that they're too worthy. Some people don't think they're worthy enough. So, yeah. You know, I think if the intention is positive, and I think Boity's intention was positive with
it
that.
It was.
Then, you know, maybe it also inspires people. Maybe people are jealous, but deep down, maybe they're going to work harder. I don't know. I don't see how it does the world any wrong for her to put that up.
No, I think it's, you can put up whatever you want. It's yours. It's your profile. It's your platform. You can do whatever you want, and you should be able to do it and not worry about what, you know, people are going to say about your success or your achievements. It's not really
their business.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they follow you. They opt into seeing what you do. Yeah, I mean, if they can, I mean, people can scroll past things if they want to, but you know, some people just make it their business to make your business theirs. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
oh shit, the other thing I wanted to talk about, because now I'm thinking back to Friday on Twitter, is that Black China is having Rob Kardashian's baby.
Oh, yeah. Bro, Tiger is in the most hectic situation like ever, bro.
You cannot make this shit up.
Like, isn't Tiger going to be...
So Black China's got a kid with Tiger. Tiger's dating Kylie Jenner.
So he's like
He's an uncle father at the same time.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes, and now Black China's got the first Kardashian kid, and obviously, you know, Tiger's it's so hectic.
Like it is, man. I looked at Tiger. I caught myself watching one of the episodes. They were away.
Oh, you were just. It just came up.
Yeah, I was chilling in bed, bro, and I was just like I was with my girl. Like we were staying at her house, and.
It's okay, you saw the episode.
Check it out. No, I check what happened. I'm watching and I'm saying, like, okay, so I'm like, oh, this looks cool. Like, Tiger's gonna be there. Let me check it out. Like, how does this rapper act with these people, you know? Bro. And then, like, I see this dynamic, bro, and it's the weirdest thing ever. Like, it's awkward to watch because you know the story, and also, like, when you look at the energy, you can almost feel how awkward he might feel in those situations, bro. Like, I don't know if it's maybe it was just me feeling awkward about the whole thing from my side.
It's an awkward situation.
But yeah, but just looking at it, I was like, no, man. Surely, like, that doesn't feel good, bro. So there's no way he's stuck.
I am. Someone forwarded me an article where they took the new episode of the new season has just premiered. The new season started in the States, and they've gone through all the continuity errors, which kind of prove that the whole thing is very staged and not very real.
Wow.
And the article calls into question this new season. I think it's season 14, didn't really have a storyline, and the Rob Kardashian Black China thing is what the whole season is going to be about. So inadvertently, they've kind of got a storyline out of this whole thing. Now, whether that means that Black China and Rob Kardashian had a baby for a storyline, I mean, I would hope that's not the case. Yes, but
you never know,
every season needs a storyline, whether it's Caitlyn Jenner, whether it's Kim getting married, whether now it's Black China having the first Kardashian. It's still a scripted reality TV show to a certain extent.
Because no family has that amount of drama.
Exactly, bro.
No family in the world. Your dad becomes a chick. Like, oh my gosh.
Sex tapes. Young kids are with rappers at 8, 17.
Man.
Like, it's crazy, man. It is crazy. It is.
My favorite thing is that I don't think I've ever even heard a Tiger song.
Really? You probably have, but just never recognized
background music.
Oh, hang on. Producer Cat says Rack City was his tune.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Rack City
that I've heard.
That was his big one.
Okay, let's shift gears from the Kardashians and stuff that happened on social media on Friday and then sort of spilled over into the weekend. Into this, the Young Communist League of South Africa has blasted the Blesser phenomenon, saying it's sugar daddies who exploit young women. People are turning Blessers into a joke, but I don't know how much of a joke it really is. It's actually kind of serious.
I mean... I don't know. It's weird, man. You know, I stumbled upon this Facebook profile. What was it called? Can't remember the name of it.
You've been stumbling on things recently.
Mate, it's like I'm walking in the dark. So, no, I was just going through my timeline. I think someone had shared a post from them. So I went to go check it out because the post was quite weird. It was literally advertising. It was, Blessers, contact this person on Facebook.
Yeah.
They write up a post about this blesser, what he wants to offer. They put it up. People then apply to be his blessee. Okay, so this was a real thing. So I go onto this page and I start seeing all these blessers like advertising on this page, right? So I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, but now, you know, and then the hashtag is like, this could be us, but you're busy worrying about your morals or some or like you're worrying about my morals. So I'm checking, I'm like, what's going on, you know? So I read a couple of these things, bro, and then I see people are applying and people are like commenting saying, "Yo, yeah, this is look like a good one. I think maybe." I'm like, "No, wait, guys. So this blesser thing, as controversial as it is and as problematic as it is, there's actually like people that are
there's a target market.
The target, but the market's growing.
Yes,
because they share the stuff, and as more and more people are getting roped into it, now they all want blessers. Now they're like, no, there's nothing wrong with it. Don't worry about your morals. Like, this is how you can get ahead. It's like a picture of a girl like in Dubai, and then it says, this could be us, but you're worrying about, this could be you, but you're worrying about your morals. I'm like, jeez. Like,
there's a couple of Twitter handles that do the same thing.
And it's huge, bro. It's huge. Like, there's people following this and engaging. I couldn't believe
and
it.
And my thing is, though, when you look at these things, you can't even really judge these girls. Because a lot of people are very judgmental. But the truth is, until you know poverty and you know it in the face, morals very quickly. Listen, I'm not saying that it's that type of phenomenon, but people do it for different reasons. You know what I mean? And it'll always grow. It's always been there.
Mm.
It was sugar daddies. It changed names. It's always been there.
Producer now it's just Cat like mainstream culture.
Producer Cat is judging what you just said so hard, Lesego.
Go for it. Blast me.
It sounds like he's saying if you're poor, it's okay to have a blesser. Nah, bitch, no. Work your way. Like, work hard like the rest of us.
No, word.
So I feel like you're a blesser.
No, listen, as long as I'm blessing my mom, I'm cool. It's fine. She can have my credit card any day.
Listen, because his mom's blesser.
But then, like, and it says there in the topics, but like, a blesser is the exact same thing as a sugar daddy.
Yeah, it is.
It's just
I don't know why they've given it a different name.
How did it become trendy, though?
You know why it's
become trendy.
Yeah.
You know why it became a blesser? Because most of the girls that had sugar daddies would take photos of what their sugar daddies hooked them up
and
with.
And be like, blessed.
And be like, I'm blessed. So they were like, obviously, if that's blessed, there must be a blesser because God doesn't drive an SLS.
So here's my question. Who in the scenario of a blesser and a blessee has lower self-esteem, and who should be spending longer with a psychiatrist? Who's in this equation is more effed up than the other?
I think it's hard to say, but immediately I want to say the blessee, the person getting blessed. I kind of feel like old guys that have achieved a lot, seen a lot, done a lot, whatever, I just don't want to commit. So they make that decision not to commit just to have a young girl who they could pay a bit of cash.
For sex, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So they're not making like an insecure decision. They're just making a very sexist, like that type of decision. I think from that point of view, they're pretty stuffed up. I think the girl, she doesn't, I mean, for $4,000 a month, dude, people on that Facebook thing, he's like, The comment was like, how much can you offer? Then the advertiser says, this man can offer $4,000 a month. So some people are hooking that. Bro, that's a blesser. $4,000, he puts it in your account every month. He just meets up with you when, you know, it's the right time. Like, we organize.
The whole time.
Yeah. the real stuff. They pull up, they get you in, they give you the $4,000. You know, maybe they give you a holiday. But, like, literally, that's what people are, like, selling out for.
You see, my issue with your response, Lesego, is that it's poverty and stuff like that, is that the problem is that the blessees are on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're
living the life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what it is? It boils
down. It's
not
poverty. It's kind of like, I just want to live in Santon Diamond Walk,
yeah,
not just normal Santon.
So let me just start off by agreeing with you, and probably retracting that statement before it goes back. But it's one of those things. So it's that millennial life crisis, you know. Everybody wants that life, and they want it now.
Yeah,
everybody wants it. Yeah. And they want it now.
I really have to stress. I I'm stressing this beyond even to anybody else. I'm stressing this to myself. And I feel like we need to tell ourselves this every single day.
Okay, Oprah.
That social media is not a representation of everyone
100%.
Else's life.
Don't let it trip. Don't
100%.
Trip.
And it's so obvious, but I find myself watching Snapchat or going onto Instagram, and I'm looking at this, and I have to just say, yo, just remember, it's a curated version of someone else's life.
Yes.
And it's, you know, they're probably really depressed and unhappy. It just looks like they're happy in this. Because it's literally like being sucked into a vacuum you just feel so shit about your life.
Shout out.
And you really have to, like, pull it together. Yeah. Or maybe delete the app.
Bro, it's like Twitter is not an accurate representation of mass opinion. Because on Twitter, there is only X amount of people, right? So it's a similar thing. Like,
it's a sample size.
Yeah, it's a sample size. I mean, like, if Facebook and those type of things, people won't share vulnerable moments, sad moments, whatever, in their lives, you know? They'll collect a whole lot of images from things they did over the span of a year and post them up, like, every weekend, which makes it look like that's what they're doing every weekend. You know, people do those kind of stupid styles. I agree with you. I think everyone should constantly remind themselves, because it's very easy to get bombarded by all this curated content of each individual's life and tend to think, I'm doing nothing with mine. You know, but in reality, nah.
And those people are thinking the same things. It's like this horrible chain effect of everybody thinking everyone's living their best life and trying to compete.
But they got sold. You see, they never fought it. They were like, oh, I need to catch up.
Yeah.
Oh,
they got sold the dream.
Yeah, they got sold the dream, bro.
Social currency, it's a real thing.
So heavy.
It's intense.
On this blesser culture thing, what are our final remarks here?
You know,
like, it's gonna stop anything.
One time for the blessers.
Whatever.
One time for the gold diggers. You know, the thing with the blessers is that it's always been around, you know? It's just mainstream culture now. Now it's like people have made everything cool. Like you know, people tend to do this in our generation, like take things that were, you know, that are questionable and make them cool because everybody reckons, you know, they've got their own, they can make their own ways.
And monetize them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, like, blessers have always been around, so it's not like it's a major crisis. It's just the problem now is that we are clearly seeing the fundamental flaws in the way in which we view each other. So men are seeing women as objects that they can pay a monthly rate for. And that's completely wrong. You know, like, this starts with the men having this sort of upper hand in society because we are a patriarchal sort of system.
Yeah.
The world is built on patriarchy. So females have always been sort of subject. So now men feel like they are above. So therefore they can offer an X amount and get this girl. The girls, on the other hand, feel that or are not aware of how they are feeding a sexist system to which ultimately always oppress them. So it's about enlightenment, man. The only way we ever destroy blesser culture, all this crap, is by enlightening people with socially, you know, teaching them that this is not the way we're supposed to see each other. You know, that's the only way it'll ever end. Will it ever end? Will that ever happen? Bro,
not likely.
Not likely, because everybody's got their own their own thoughts, you know, and their own ways.
Why is it so hard though to go for everyone? And I'm included probably in this as well to a certain extent. We all are. Why is it just so hard to like just be a little elevated sometimes and just be a little bit more, you know, not like, I don't know.
The world praises a superficial way quicker than it praises.
Just like to be a little bit more, like if you're this oak, right? Imagine you EFTing 4,000 rand into a woman's bank account every month and then having random sex with her. Like, how is it to elevate yourself above that or for any of us to elevate? I mean, we can go to space.
We can.
We can, bro.
We can go to space.
Mate, we can create, we create neurons and we create magic with science, but we can't
this
think.
This lowest hanging fruit or this, I just don't know.
Yeah,
the
bro.
Fundamentals.
Yeah, the fundamentals, bro. It's the way we view each other. Like those fundamentals, even though they're philosophical to some extent because it is mind. It's in your mind. Everything's in your mind. The way you perceive it, the way you perceive each other, the way you interact with each other based off your perceptions or based off your history, based off the way you raised, your society, all that crap. So it is a long, like, list of problems that need to be solved, but it all really starts with enlightenment. Read a book, talk to, listen, you know, don't think because you're a successful businessman there's not something you can learn socially that could change the way you view life, which is actually the right way, because you're treating women like you can send them EFTs for sex. Like, come on, bro, that's like
we even changed in corporate, we changed the term HR, human resource, to human capital, because people are not resources. And yet men treat women like resources on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
And women treat men like resources as well.
As well.
No, the flip side too, exactly. Yeah. That culture is also on the rise, you know, like straight up gold digger, proud of it. Like,
I'm also upset because I can't use the hashtag blessed anymore now.
To be honest, I stopped using that hashtag so long ago, bro. So long ago when I started seeing it. I was like,
I used to love that with the two hands together.
Wow.
When I was posting a pretentious social media post, it wasn't the reality of my life.
But I think, you know, essentially, long story short, the easiest way we'll get over this, just love your mother more. Build her the wall fence that you were supposed to build her. Take her on holiday, take her to the spa, love your mother, and you'll be fine.
And your sisters.
And your sisters and your nieces. Invest back home, man.
Just change the way we think about things, man. Like, obviously, if you look at society, there are some completely fucked up things, bro. And the only way we
can... To the core.
Yeah, mate. And the only way we can change them is if we change the way we see life, the way we live, you know, ways of being. Let's, like, think about those things and then we can come back around another generation and see how cool life might be. You know what I mean?
There you go. Okay, closing remarks on today's GRT. We've discussed a lot from Boiti's house to the blesser culture to Black China and the first ever Kardashian grandchild.
Shout out. That's hectic. The first ever Kardashian grandchild.
Well, no. Whoa.
No.
From Kim's a male.
The first Kardashian baby.
No. It is a Kardashian grandchild because his surname will be Kardashian.
Yes.
All the other kids have different surnames.
Well, it's the first Kardashian from the cast of... I don't know.
The first it's the Kardashian bloodline. Yeah. It's continuing.
It's the next generation of Kardashian.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
The bloodline, yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is West.
Yes, West and
Disick.
On that note, bro, I just had to go check out Kim's Snapchat just because I can see that Kanye on there, bro, because he doesn't have Snapchat.
I can't get into what he did for Mother's Day. I don't want to talk about it.
No, it was stupid.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Just tell everyone quickly.
He's blessed. No, you know what he did, bro?
Yeah.
He hired a whole, like... An orchestra to play this, like... He, like, serenaded Kim in the living room, but there's, like, full-on orchestra.
Like a 30-piece orchestra.
Yeah,
bro. And then... They played songs that were chosen by North.
Yes, North chose the songs. The orchestra played for Kim while she watched him from her balcony or her stairway.
And that's a whole episode.
Yeah.
And people are thinking, no matter how hard you work in life, you will never be as successful as Northwest is right now.
I'm just like, all the mothers, all the poor mothers in the world that have raised children, and they go into Snapchat and they see Kim.
Mate.
Kim's
got her husband who has taken the whole living room over with an orchestra. Like, your chocolates ain't gonna suffice.
Bro, it's too real. When I saw it, I was like, this is disgusting.
How do you feel now, Kat? How's that WhatsApp to your mom?
Disgusting, dog.
Hey, bro. Listen, I was also on Snapchat and I saw it and I was like, this is like on another level. I don't think anybody has ever done that ever.
And then Kanye was going on about how he's in debt. I'm like, my guy, think about your purchases.
Closing remarks. Vaughn, final thoughts.
I think we should just re-look at the way we see things, man. Like, you know, stop throwing shade on people that are putting up their successes on social media. Who cares, man? You know, rather focus on doing what it is you want to do and stop wasting your energy on things that you can't change. Another one that we need to think about is how we view each other in society, how we treat each other. Just being a little bit more conscious will go a long way.
On my side, love your mother, love your parents, keep it real. Millennial life crisis is a real thing. Don't let it get to you. Stay away from social media for a little while. Get to know yourself. Know what your goals are. Know what your dreams are. Never forget to reinvest back to where you came from. You're not here because of yourself. You're not that great.
And then the final word comes from producer Kat.
I didn't do anything.
No, what's your final word? I didn't say you did anything.
I don't have any final words.
Okay.
It's flu time.
Yeah, she's sick at the moment. How does everyone keep up with Vaughn, Kat?
At Vaughn the Poet on Twitter.
And Lesego?
At LSG underscore Mapanga.
Yeah.
Like his number plate is LSG something something.
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
Power.
He drives Audi, ladies.
All day. Don't get it twisted.
He's got 4K a month.
Oh, we've just undone all the good work we just did. Damn it. All right, there's the GRT.
Shut up.
It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine, and nothing's going to stop you. With two separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.